If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. They are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What is up? Welcome to Hollywire's Power Players, where we count down the top five celebrities dominating the headlines. I'm your host, Alex Schiffman.
And I'm Jake Horvitz. Let's get to this week's list.
Yes, at number five, we have Miss Nessa Barrett. Nessa Barrett just dropped her new song and music video to I Hope You're Miserable Until You're Dead, and many think the song is about Josh Richards, since the guy who she torments in this video has the same bro-y look and shaggy hair as Josh Richards. When Nessa Barrett split from her ex, Josh Richards, and started dating Josh's best friend, Jaden Hostler, Nessa would not verbally comment on the situation, but promised fans that the truth was coming in her music. At the time, Nessa was painted as the bad guy for leaving her boyfriend for his best friend, but so far the two singles from her soon-to-be-released EP, Pretty Poison, seem to imply that perhaps Josh was the one who broke Nessa's heart. As the lyrics in her latest song and music video, I Hope You're Miserable Until You're Dead, are, and I can make everybody hate you almost as much as you hate yourself. As well as, but you drag me through mud, here I come now, I'm petty as F. Nessa had previously confirmed on the Zach Sang show, when talking about her first single from her EP Counting Crimes, that her songs are in fact about her life experiences. As Nessa admitted that she did channel the pain from her relationship with Josh Richards into her music. As she said at the time that Counting Crimes is about moving on from something toxic with an empowering bad B energy, admitting that you have made mistakes, but the other person has done worse than you, and understanding who is really the bad guy in the situation. I hope this song inspires all the other bad Bs out there. Wow. Jake, you feel like a bad B now?
I don't know, but it seems like Nessa is really on one these days. With this new song, this new video, and I think we've always sort of wondered, what did Josh do? What did Josh do to deserve this?
Yes, I mean, she said that the truth would come out in her music, and we finally are
starting to get some answers. As a true artist would say. I mean, that just shows you what an artist Nessa is. And I think her attitude is really succinctly captured in the title of this song, which is, I hope you're miserable until you die. Is that right?
Until you're dead.
Until you're dead. I hope you're miserable until you're dead. And I think, you know, that, again, poetry from Nessa.
I mean, while we don't wish death on anyone, I think a lot of people can relate to these lyrics of being so pained by someone or an ex that we wish they never find love again, and we hope that they're miserable, and I think that
hopefully
a lot of people can relate to this.
Not until they're dead. I mean, it's important to remember forgiveness. I think that's a value that Nessa could take some time to meditate on,
well,
and Josh too, maybe.
As we learned in the story, you know, Nessa has been painted as the bad guy, and Jaden as well, and I think they've really bonded through this sort of trauma that they've been dealing with, and I think that Josh and also Mads we saw together have bonded as well, and you know, it wasn't a good situation. You know, what has come out of it is a lot of great music. I mean, Nessa's EP is supposed to come out next month, Pretty Poison. And in this music video, we did have a little Easter egg. Did you see that, Jake?
I did not, Alex. Please, please enlighten me to the Easter egg.
In the first frame, we see a little title on the screen.
Okay.
Did you see that?
No. I don't capture single frames very,
okay,
very well.
Okay, well, one of the title on the screen, the guy who's supposed to be a Josh Richards lookalike, as this story says, is watching something, and it's an unreleased track that's on Nessa's EP. So she put a little, I mean, the tracks are out there
again,
if you really want to do your research, but that was cool to see.
It's great to see, and again, it just, you know, shows us what an artist Nessa is really evolving into. But again, I think she should take some time and think about forgiveness. Everyone should. All right, let's move on to our number four power player this week. All right, coming at number four, we have Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes.
Olivia has had a pretty unforgettable summer, but it hasn't all been perfect for the young pop star. And this week there was more bad press as Olivia was blasted for selling cheap merch. This came to light after a TikTok user posted a video comparing comparing the Olivia Rodrigo merch she was advertised online to the actual shirt she received in the mail. Needless to say, the real shirt did not look nearly as good, nor have the same quality as the ad. Of course, Olivia herself isn't likely to be responsible for this, but it's not a great look for her team. Olivia hasn't commented on the situation, but she did take time to downplay the other story that has been haunting her, the accusations of plagiarism, mostly stemming from Courtney Love on Instagram. In a recent interview, Olivia joked about the allegations and dismissed Courtney's claims of plagiarism, and it's likely this story will soon be in everyone's rear view mirror.
Yeah, I mean, this narrative with Courtney Love has been going on for a while now. We just did a story yesterday where Olivia kind of responded to it in her GQ interview, saying that she's just happy that Courtney knows who she is. She kind of took the higher road in this. And like we said, you know, Olivia said her inspiration was from Carrie, the iconic movie. She posted a photo from the movie on her Instagram story the day before the single. So this story, we don't really have any sort of confirmation that it was actually plagiarism, right? Yeah.
And look, it's a lot of stuff that's just good to see from Olivia. On the one hand, we're seeing that she is a real cinephile. You know, she's aware of films from the 70s, and she's gonna use that as her inspiration, as probably Courtney Love was too when she did it the first time.
Right.
She very well could have also been inspired by the movie Carrie.
Yeah.
Even if she doesn't admit it because she's Courtney Love. And the other thing we like to see is that although Olivia Rodrigo is small in age and stature, she is a big person, and that's what it's nice to see. You know, she could have easily taken shots at Courtney, she could have fed the beast, she could have, you know, kept this beef going, but that's not who she is. She's a stand-up type of girl.
No, and I also think that kind of this story about her merch is unfortunate. Unfortunately, Olivia is in the news this week for bad press, but you know, they say any press is good press. She is a power player and continues to be, so we're gonna hear a lot about her. But I do think that a lot of this is out of, you know, Olivia's control. You know, her team is probably handling the merch and, you know, quality. You never know these days. And I have also received something that looked different online. And I don't think, you know, Olivia should get as much kind of bad press for this because it's a little out of her control.
Absolutely. You know, I think that being said, I think this should be a lesson. I think your team should step up, put the money into some high quality merch that looks like it looks in the ad. You don't want to be misleading your fans because that is who makes you who you are. If I ordered an Olivia Rodrigo shirt, which I may or may not have done, you know, I have expectations for what's going to come. And if those expectations aren't met, I want a personal refund from Olivia directly. That's all I have to say about it.
Yeah, no, I don't discount the fans that received and were upset. I would probably feel upset too. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times there are many people involved. There's a lot of layers to a team, and this isn't necessarily Olivia's fault. But like you said, do the stand-up thing, you know, make the right of the wrong, and get some better quality merch.
Absolutely. Put the money in. Don't get that cheap stuff that usually comes from China.
Yes, but let's move on to our number three power player this week. He's always a power player, Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber has continued to have an active week on social media. You may remember last week, Justin stood up for Olympic athlete Simone Biles. Biles, the most decorated women's gymnast of all time, decided not to compete in many events at this year's Olympics, controversially deciding to forego competition at the last minute due to mental health issues she was facing. This earned the pop star's support as Bieber posted a photo of her on Instagram caption, "Nobody will ever understand the pressures you face. I know we don't know each other, but I'm so proud of your decision to withdraw. It's as simple as what does it mean to gain the whole world but forfeit your soul?" Many commended Bieber for his stance, but some of that good was lost when Justin, just a few days later, posted a story of himself listening to the recent Morgan Wallen album with the caption, "Love this album." Bieber seemed to be unaware of the controversy surrounding Wallen after the country star was caught using a racial slur earlier this year. Bieber quickly deleted the post and then took to the comment section to apologize repeatedly for promoting the now canceled Morgan Wallen. So, you know, Justin has been very active. What do you think about all of this, Jake?
You know, I think we've really been tracking this for a few months now. There's the maturation of Justin Bieber. I really think there could be a great documentary called The Maturation of Justin Bieber. I think we remember maybe a month ago now when he calmly asked the fans outside his apartment to leave him alone.
Yes.
And this is yet another example of Bieber owning up to his mistake. He didn't want to promote someone who may or may not be a racist, and so he apologized and he took it down and he said, I just didn't know, and there's no reason not to believe him.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this also, Justin had a lot of self-reflection through this, as, you know, he admitted he's not perfect, he's made these same type of mistakes in his past, you know, he's grown from these issues, he's been educated, and he continues to do so every day, and yeah, you know, there is no reason that we shouldn't believe him that he didn't know about this Morgan Wallen controversy. You know, a lot of fans came to his defense saying that Justin doesn't even own a phone. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. I don't know if I believe that.
Right, but some fans were saying
actually, I can dispute this, because what about his text exchanges with Diplo? Oh. With the TikTok, when them texting each other, so he must have some phone.
Yeah, but I guess he's not very active or involved in, you know, everyday pop culture headlines.
I would expect actually that he probably has 20 phones and 21 different people managing those phones.
Right. I mean, the guy is extremely busy. You know, he has a lot to do with his own career right now. And so I don't think he's necessarily following every other artist's career.
Yeah.
But, you know, some fans said that Justin's apology wasn't good enough. It wasn't sensitive. Didn't come off genuine. What do you think about that?
Those people, they're never going to be satisfied.
Yeah.
All right. And Justin knows that. You know, you can't. I've had it with these types of fans, Alex.
Yeah, I think, you know.
Take an apology.
Yeah, you. This is gonna happen. You know, this is not new for Justin. You know, people are gonna have mixed feelings about everything he does. But really the most important thing is that he apologized. He stood up for, you know, what he thinks is right, just like he did with Simone Biles. We talked about earlier in the story.
Absolutely.
That was awesome. You know, Justin has been very vocal about his own mental health and his own struggles, and can really relate to being the best in the world, you know, in his own industry.
Absolutely.
In a lot of ways. And, you know, I think that's really cool that he came out and said that even though he doesn't know Simone personally, he took his platform to do something great.
Absolutely. And if there's one thing we've come to expect from Justin Bieber, it's that he's cool. And that he's a power player. Speaking of which, I think we gotta move on to our number two power player.
Let's do it.
And at number two, it's none other than Addison Rae. Addison's rumored new relationship with Omer Fetty has not been met with the same adoration from fans that her relationship with Bryce Hall did. Rumors about the couple have been spreading for several weeks, causing many Addison fans to start digging into Fetty's background, and some were not impressed. The many tweets wondering how Addison could be with Fetty led Addison to make a mysterious tweet in which she wrote, quote, "Don't be an a-hole." Addison also liked and then later unliked a tweet that defended her being with someone that makes her happy. Of course, we still don't know a lot about Fetty, who has worked as a guitarist for Machine Gun Kelly, but there's no doubt there's more to come on this front. But Addison was also in the news this week as the trailer for her upcoming film He's All That was released, which caused some fans to drag Addison's acting skills, but others are simply excited to see the movie. And that's been an ongoing story, as has this relationship with Fetty going on. And I mean, let's face it, almost nobody gets as many headlines every week as Addison. She's been, I think, in the top three for the last 5 weeks or something. I mean, she's just got a lot going on. She's like an eagle who has spread her wings far and wide. And I think, look, people are attached to Bradison. They will be for a while. It's still not that long ago. And I don't know, especially you see Bryce sort of sputtering. What is he doing with he's boxing all of a sudden. And he's kind of starting a relationship with Riley Ibaka, but then it's not a relationship. I think,
it's kind of confirmed with a kiss.
Well, no, then it was unconfirmed, right? It was confirmed only to be unconfirmed. So I think that I really think that people think that Bryce could use a reunion with Addison, and I think people have their fingers crossed for it, but I don't think it's likely to happen.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people argue that Addison and Bryce are like this generation's Justin and Selena. It's kind of like they will continue shipping them for the rest of their life. We saw this before with Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake. There are certain couples, public couples, that the fans never get over. And I think that Addison, like you said, continues to be a power player every week because she just is on the top of everyone's mind conversation when it comes to a relationship. I mean, He's All That is about to come out at the end of August. You know, she has her first movie streaming on Netflix. Her career is skyrocketing. You know, as we know, she's been a lot in the news with the Kardashians because of Kourtney, her BFF, and of course, her new love interest is MGK's guitarist, So, you know, she's surrounding herself with the right people at the right time, and we're gonna continue to see her as a power player. When it comes to her new relationship and her acting skills, I think everyone needs to give her a little break. I mean, she deserves to be happy just as much as Bryce deserves to be happy. You know, they can move on and everyone can still live a happy life, right?
Absolutely. And but the thing is, can those fans live a happy life if Bradison isn't reunited? And I think that's a real learning, sort of a lesson we can take here. Going back to what you're talking about, Justin and Britney, and then, yeah, Timberlake and Britney, and then Justin and Selena. And, you know, people
Brad
just get...
And Jennifer Aniston.
People get attached to these relationships, and they... And I don't know why, they don't know how to let go. It's harder for fans to let go than the actual people involved in the relationship some
right.
of the time.
And I'm sure the people involved also, you know, want to move on and want to stop living in the past and in that narrative.
Absolutely.
So.
And look, if you're out there and you're one of those people, take a deep breath, look in the mirror, say, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to let go. It's okay to move on. Bryce and Addison are their own people, and so am I as a fan of them. And I'm going to let this go. I know I had to take that moment just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, and we wish them all love and happiness, whoever they are with. But speaking of moving on, we got to get to our number one power player this week, and it's Lil Huddy, AKA Chase Hudson. Lil Huddy is on top of our list this week as the world prepares for the release of his new single, Don't Freak Out, which many have speculated is secretly a love song to Charli D'Amelio. Well, there is no official confirmation on this. The lyrics seem to point in that direction, and there can be little doubt that Chase and Charli have been spending more and more time together lately. But this isn't all the cha-cha shippers have to be excited about, as a video was posted recently that seemed to show Chase and Charli kissing. Only on the forehead, kind of, while at a concert together. While it wasn't exactly a makeout session, Lil Huddy holding Charli under his arm and then bringing her in for a kiss seems to be another sign pointing towards the two inevitably getting back together. So, Jake, are you a cha-cha shipper?
I have been since day one. Actually, I was anticipating this relationship as soon as I found out who each of them were individually, before they even met. But I think, you know, Alex, you said it right, which was this was not exactly a makeout session, this video of them kissing. And I think the cha-cha shippers, that's what we're really looking for, is just them really, you know, really holding and caressing and being intimate with each other like they used to be.
I mean, I will say that a forehead kiss is a very sweet sign of PDA, you know, when people are in relationships, like, and are really much in love, that is something they do.
Absolutely. And supposedly it's something that friends do.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can really believe that.
I mean, you know, we don't necessarily know what's going on. Also, they've had a lot of drama in this relationship. So maybe they want to keep it offline this time. Maybe they're still fostering that friendship again.
They're taking it slow, you know. Which is maybe a weird thing to do with someone that you just dated not that long ago. But I don't know, Charli, it's not like Charli's ever rumored or speculated to be with anybody else, let's face it. You know, I feel like she's not
sort of... yet.
No, not yet. Not yet, but you know, she keeps hanging out with Chase. So that's why he's our number one power player. And if he can seal the deal, I think he'll continue to be a pretty big power player.
Also love this new song, Don't Freak Out. Super cool. We talked about it earlier this week, about an All-American Rejects kind of throwback. I really like the vibe he's going with his music as well.
Yeah.
So I'm sure we're gonna see him on next week's list. But those are our power players for this week. Make sure you join us next week to see who made the list, of course.